This is an MUT Radio podcast.
In studio, as promised, I am joined by MUT's Community Engagement Director, Prof. Nkonki Mandlini. She's not alone in studio. She has brought a guest with us, Mr. Sakhe Ntlabezo from Edgevosa. Thank you so, so much for joining us, colleagues, on MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much. It's always great to be here.
Siyabonga kakhulu. We're speaking about all things UCDP. If you can just tell us just briefly about the project. I know you had a few days, in fact, it was a week of the conference at Ninayo, but if you can just tell us, Prof, about the project that you are working with alongside these other institutions.
UCDP is an acronym.
Okay.
For University Capacity Development Program.
Okay.
So we are four universities, including MUT, and there's Edgevosa, there's Rose University, and we also have
University of Venda.
So since Monday, we've been having a capacity building orientation week. Which involved the MUT students and staff across all the three faculties. It's a project that has been funded so that we can strengthen community engagement across the four universities.
Wow. If I may ask, Sakhe, what motivated your institution to actually participate in such a program, UCDP Contact Week?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having us. I must start by also just saying the naughty thing, which is really nice being able to do interviews with people like Uprof who have to frame the formal structure.
Mm.
And then I get to come in and talk about the fun stuff. So
yes,
part of what this partnership is really so powerful about is that, as Prof alluded to, it's a partnership between four different institutions of higher learning.
Mm.
But if you look at the technical framework, it's also four different kinds of institutions. So you've got your traditional research university, you've got your peri-rural university, your university technology, you've got your private higher education institution. These are all legal frameworks that describe our function. And yet in practice, the ways that we do our work and the work that we want to do has so much more in common. So if you're looking for an answer about the one, I think it's an answer that applies to the all. We are all committed to the vision of shaping a dynamic, integrated, meaningful, and impactful approach to community engagement. And importantly, doing it in a way where we can make sure that as many people as possible get to engage, learn, teach us, and share. So that is the underpinning motivation is to through this project, and I'll talk a bit about the actual tangible deliverables, to work together to shape something that isn't just for Edgevosa. It's not just for MUT.
Mm.
It belongs to the sector and it belongs to anyone who cares about communities.
Mm. And Prof, I know you are very, your office speaks to that, community engagement. Why should community engagement be seen as the core function of our universities rather than an optional activity?
I like that question.
Mm-hmm.
I always enjoy responding to that because, as you all know, community engagement is a fairly new kid in the block.
Mm.
Previously, before the new South Africa, we didn't do community engagement in our universities. But since then, community engagement has been an integral part of our learning and teaching and research. The reason is because the universities are there to serve the public good. That's point number one.
Mm.
And number two, universities are there to address the social injustices and also the social and also the epistemic injustices. Whose knowledge is acknowledged? Whose knowledge is bad? Is it the Western knowledge or? So that is why it became imperative that universities include community engagement as its form of teaching and learning and also research. So it becomes integral and it has to be part and parcel of our learning and teaching and research.
Mm, definitely. Now, Butsaka, if you can just dive deep, because some of us were not there in their program. And if you can just tell us about some of the highlights of the program, what was your take out? And from the people that you invited also, just a bit of what was happening on that was it a 3-day program?
Yeah. You happy to. And before I get to the 3-day program, I think it'll be good to also talk about the project, the umbrella that we're working on as institutions. You know, we're working on shaping 2 short courses, one on engaged research and engaged service learning, which is methodologies of working with communities to do your research and learn through a curriculum. There's book outputs. So I'm sure at some point, Prof. Mandleni will talk about collaborative books we're putting together on community engagement and various dynamics. There's conferences, colloquiums. There's all these things. This week was around shaping and really refining the material for our short course. So what we did was we pulled through Prof some academics and students who cared about community engagement into a room. And it was the strangest pitch we've ever said. We said, can you give us 3 days where we don't really know where the program is going?
Okay.
We will shape it in response to what you're saying. But at the end of it all, we will try and make sure we've covered an introductory feel of some key topics around service learning and community engagement. Now, I don't want to get into the theoretical stuff because it's also 9 a.m. a Friday. Mm. But this idea of service learning is really, it's both of them are premised in what ways can the communities that we are part of be meaningful collaborators of learning, teaching, research, and knowledge generation? That is the core question. And that is the core thing we wanted to shape. So we spent time, and it was really shaped as a co-created space. When I'm like, as you would have been surprised. You know, you go to a conference, you get the agenda at 9:15. The MC does a formal welcome.
Yeah,
9:30.
Yeah.
Institution 2 does this.
Yes.
The only things and time allocations we really held onto, and maybe this is not a pretty thing to say, Prof, but it's honest. The only ones were around food because you can't.
Lunch.
Yeah. Yes. You, the national question.
I thought as much.
The national question must be protected. So we made sure we answer the national question at 1. But every day we would invite our participants to help us shape the energy and the flow of conversation.
Mm.
And let me tell you, we thought 3 days would be too much. It turns out it was a fraction of the time we'd need. We were having vibrant, dynamic conversations. The students were sharing such poignant perspectives about how they want to integrate into their communities, how they want to invite their communities back into the work they do. And the thing that struck me the most, and which is very important to hold, is that the variety of disciplines that were in the room, it wasn't just social sciences.
Mm.
We had chem eng, we had electrical eng, we had accounting, we had 1 or 2 social sciences. We had the type of disciplines where you wouldn't think that community engagement is part of it.
Mm.
But that's the whole point. Community engagement is about how we live and how we are. The things we do, the work we do, is secondary. So if we can find ways to integrate and express it through the work we do, then we're doing it.
Mm.
And that's what we covered over the past 3 days. It's a roundabout answer, but I hope it made sense.
It definitely does make sense. And I know our MUT CAD office involve a lot of students. They have volunteers. They have quite a number of them. Prof, how can engaged learning and teaching transform student experience in universities such as EduVos, Mangosuthu University of Technology?
Yeah, in that case, it means it has to be part of the curriculum. It can't just be volunteering.
Mm.
But I like the volunteering aspect because it's where it puts the feet of our students at the door of community engagement so that they can understand the dynamics in communities. And thereafter, it can be part of their learning and teaching.
Mm.
So that is what the past 3 days, we were really advocating for. It was purely an advocacy for the lack of a better word. because the good thing is that we didn't say, hey, make sure that your community engagement, don't do volunteering, but may advocate for community engagement to be part of your learning and also to be part of your teaching. But it came from them.
Mm.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And I remember there was a group that was saying, if, for instance, we are addressing a challenge in a community, it means that we need to encourage multidisciplinary. I said, this is exciting because one discipline cannot address the complex issues that we experience out there in our communities. So I like the fact that it came from them, as Sake is saying.
Mm.
It was also assisting us to shape these 2 short courses, having the inputs that come from the people on the ground.
Definitely, Prof. Now, that was at 3 days. I know Usake is saying it was enough to actually share ideas and all about community engagement. But for the future, can we look into more projects in the coming years? Are we on the plans of more projects or involving other universities as well? What are the plans there? Oh, we're still going to go back to those boardroom meetings.
Exactly. Today we are meeting in my boardroom, us as the four universities, without the participants.
Yeah.
To reflect, that's point number one, on the inputs that we receive from the university and the staff. And then after, we can check how we can move forward. But what we need is really this two short courses to be shaped towards being implemented in the four universities. Mm. Yeah, but I think maybe Sadiq can add as well. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think Prof has given a great shape of it. So this was, it was basically a training space for us. So in as much as people thought that we were facilitating workshops for them, we were also learning from them. Like, can we, how do we structure a dynamic, vibrant short course on this material? So over the next few months, we're going to finalize the material around these two short courses. We're going to work towards having it starting in 2027. Each of the institutions that are involved in this partnership will run an institution-specific version of the short course, one that is tailored to the context. So, for example, MUT, as being a host this week, has gotten the first sense of how they would want to tailor it for themselves. And EduVos will take it back to our context as a private higher education institution, same as Univent, same as Rhodes. So that's going to start rolling out. And it's not going to be a once-off short course. You know, it's going to be a short course that we hope to do every year, perhaps even twice a year, because each short course takes about 8 weeks to get through. In addition to that, like I mentioned, there's two books, one book on engaged research, one book on engaged learning and teaching, that are being put together, co-authored by academics and researchers from each institution. Those are going to be completed sometime in mid-2027, and each institution will start receiving copies. They will be digital and open source. So, you know, if anyone is interested, please reach out to Prof. Busi, and then she'll share the link. And then, of course, there'll be a colloquium and a whole host of other material release. The reason we're planting all these seeds is that we're trying to build a strong base around community engagement. You know, with some disciplines, you know the conferences to go to, you know the spaces to go. And community engagement is growing in the space. So the best way to grow it is to make as much information as possible accessible to anyone who wants. So in answering your question quickly, there's no version where this is the end of something. If anything, it's the beginning. And those of us that are closer to my age, like you are, sir, I think we remain grateful for the efforts of people like Prof. Busi and many others who've worked alongside her for years, oftentimes in quiet moments, dealing with bureaucracies we can't even translate, to create the spaces for us to be so bold as to sit across a table and talk as if we're peers. And this is the power of what is possible when you engage people from a point of humanity. And that's what we hope to achieve through this.
Definitely. Oh, man, I would have loved for us to dive deep into the program. But we're hoping that even in the following years, we're going to still see such projects. Thank you so much, Prof. Nsake, for joining us on MUT Radio. On that very last moment, Prof, I don't want to leave this one out because it's very important. We are wrapping up Mandela Month. Today, it's the last final day. If you reflect as the department now from the projects that you've done, especially in the community, Prof. Your office, it's one of my favorite offices in the university because they touch based on the Umlazi community, the Durban community. Your reflections of the month?
I'm excited. Our anchor strategy is really at work. We don't just say we've got a strategy of how we anchored in our communities, but it's working. And very importantly is the cooperation from the university staff and the students. And we had a number of activities, and some of the activities were initiated by our communities. For instance, on day one, that was the 2nd of July, we had a prayer. And the community said, we just need to pray for the social ills. And then we cooperated with them. And now the last day today is just about fun. Well, let's have fun, all of us together on campus. So we'll be meeting at the grounds for soccer. And the entire university community is invited to be part of us. We've got about 8 games lined up, soccer, chess, netball, a slice, you name it, and so on.
Jumping
so
that
you
castle?
Can jump in castle.
I'm excited about that.
Aerobics one. As well. Oh, yes. You'll see me doing aerobics. I'm there. So, and our guests also from the three universities will be joining us as soon as we wrap up the short courses that you are working on.
Definitely, Prof. No, much appreciated. Prof. Nkonki Mandlini, as well as Sakhen Ntlabezo, joining us on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.